both teams in this division are strong. I don't think you can learn too much from early season results. I bet this pitch here is probably the most like a mid-season pitch, probably the best pitch in the country at the moment. So we've had a proper game of cricket here, and anyone who comes here will have to play good cricket if we keep those levels up.
Just on the pitch, and with regards to the toss rule as well, and perhaps an advantage or not, what's your opinion of for the away side early in the season with the toss rule as it is?
Yeah, I think we've seen this year that it's that if you get bad weather, then the teams playing at home are going to be exposed, and that's been the case this year. It wasn't last year. The weather was a bit better and the pitches were probably drier, but certainly this year it's affected some of the games.
And with that in mind, is that crucial for you, that you actually, when you play here, that you're going to play at this point of the season, you're going to play on a pitch that's good to bat on as best you possibly can with April conditions?
Yeah, we were able to produce one. Matt did a great job with this. I think he had 2 days of drying weather last week, and he was able to get a hard pitch together. The first game of the season, we didn't have the weather to do that, and it was a bit of a sticky dog throughout, so the scores were lower, and it was never a batter-friendly surface. But this one was a great pitch, and, you know, credit to Matt and the team for producing it.
And three games in, two defeats and a draw. I mean, clearly you want to get the season going in terms of a victory, and just as soon as you possibly can, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all we can control is our performances, and I think in this game we've got to be happy with that. But, yeah, we've got to look to get points, and it's a very competitive division, and we've got to be really focused on playing good cricket every day.
How is Alex Davis?
Well, fingers crossed he's OK. He took a nasty blow on the thumb. Stayed off as a precaution, but he would have struggled to keep. It hasn't got worse, so that's a good sign.
And you've got Jimmy back too, haven't you, for Somerset?
Yeah, Jimmy's been bowling in the last couple of weeks, getting back up to match fitness. It's always brilliant to have Jimmy back to bolster the seam attack. We're obviously very happy with our seam attack as well, but Jimmy coming back will only strengthen it.
You always go a little bit cautious when I mention Jimmy Anderson, why is that? I don't know why you do that.
No, it's, you know, I think after this performance, we've got to look at what we've done well in this game, and, you know, we all know Jimmy's going to fight for Lancashire and bring some class to the team as well. So, you know, we'll have a difficult decision to make come next week.
I was about to say that it obviously
I won't be talking about it now.
No, but I mean, clearly he gives competition, doesn't it, maybe? Because obviously it's a big cause to what you do with it.
Yeah, we've got that already, but you know, any team who wants to do well for the whole season is going to have competition. Something the lads spoke about at the start of the year, the boys who unfortunately miss out have got to keep working, keep fighting the way with good performances when they get a chance to get in the team.
And now, I spoke to Mark Chilton at Essex the other week about it, but how confident are you your top order will fire at some point sooner rather than later?
Confident because they're good players. I feel for batters at this time of year, because even this game the top three were exposed a bit to the moving ball, and after having, you know, a bit of a torrid time in the first two games on seaming pitches, you know, it can sometimes take a bit of time to get some form, but, you know, once they do, I'm really confident that they'll score.